Well, here's a little tip from your favorite talk show host. If you're headed for Mission on the Kansas side and all those shops along Johnson Drive, don't speed. Don't even think about it. That's because in Little Mission, all 2.7 square miles of it, police there write lots of tickets. In fact, the cops averaged 2 per hour last year. That's more citations in a year than many suburbs 3 times its size, according to a review conducted by Karen Dillon in The Star. Here to talk about that mountain of citations is the mayor of Mission, Laura McConwell. And Mayor, always good to have you here. Welcome.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah. Why so many tickets?
You know, we've got a lot of people that tend to speed through Mission.
That's the issue, eh?
That's the issue. And our residents expect that our officers are going to enforce our traffic citations. In the raw number that was reported by Karen Dillon in that article, it included all citations that are issued. And so it wasn't like a per stop. It was per violation. And so many times when someone was pulled over, they don't get one ticket. They get maybe a speeding ticket or an expired driver's license or no insurance. The way that we report, each of those counts as one. And so while it said we had 16,000 citations, it wasn't that many stops.
Okay.
The other thing that's included in those, in that number, are like code violations or DUIs or the other things that, you know, that we charge as a municipality. And when I had them kind of go through and divide it, about 61% are the moving violations and 39% were non-moving violations.
Well, so I'm just wondering, do people tend to speed up through Mission, Kansas, and that results in more tickets, or is your police department pretty tough?
Well, you know, in Mission, and I've heard people complain about, you know, the Operation Green Light, where you want to sync up the traffic lights. And in Mission, if we're going to, let's just take Shawnee Mission Parkway. You have three lights. You have a light at Lamar, at Knoll, and at Roland Drive.
I know them well.
And so some folks, when they're coming in off of I-35 and they've been in Merriam and they've gone through this, you know, Merriam probably has 3 times the stoplights that we have in a shorter span. And so a lot of people are doing stop-start and they can get up a lot of speed. That's a 45-mile-an-hour speed zone. It's not like we've set the traffic's, you know, artificially low. That 45 is a good speed to go along that street. But yet you've got people wanting to go 55, 60 miles an hour down that stretch of road. Also in Metcalf, you have that in Mission, it's 45 and 55 mile an hour, and you get people wanting to go really fast. And when I became mayor in 2002, and then in 2003, appointed a new police chief, one of the things he told me was that we were, I believe, the second highest. Well, I don't think we were the highest. I think we were the second highest per capita of accidents of any city in the state. Mm-hmm. And so we discussed what we needed to do to sort of turn that tide. And one of the things we needed to do was enforce the speed limits that we had.
So has the tide been turned?
Oh, yeah. Once we started doing regular enforcement on those major thoroughfares, the accident rates dropped 40%.
So you guys also cover Shawnee Mission Parkway. You mentioned you cover Metcalf. So those are fairly heavily traveled streets in addition to Johnson Drive, which is sort of the main drive right through your central business district, right?
That's correct. We also have about, I don't know, a mile and a half maybe of I-35.
Oh, is that right? So are your officers out there too then?
They are. They are, because at that point in I-35, it's a 60-mile-an-hour speed zone. And we'd had trouble with accidents there as well. And so, you know, you have people, the average speeder that our officers encounter are going 75, 80 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It's not like they're going 62.
So, Mayor, you know, this article hits, and I'm wondering, are you guys going to change any policy in response to it? Or is there simply a sense and mission that we're doing what we think we have to be doing?
Well, we're doing what we think we have to be doing. One of the things that the article touched on, and that's something that the chief and I regularly discussed, and that is kind of your, I don't know if we want to call it a lesser violation. There are a lot of lesser violations that are absolutely probable cause to pull someone over, and typically they'll do that in the evening to keep the drunks off the road.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's the only violation that someone has, my preference is you just let them go.
Mm-hmm.
And the officers have the discretion to do that. They also have the discretion to give warnings. because I think if you give somebody a ticket for, you know, not using their turn signal when they change lanes, well, yeah, the legislature has said that's a violation.
Yeah.
As do our ordinances, but those are just the kind of tickets that make people mad.
Yeah.
And so my preference is, you know, you give somebody their warning and you just move on and you focus on the people that are speeding. Sometimes when you pull somebody over for some of those lesser violations, they have a whole other litany of things that they get cited for,
yeah.
and then that thing gets included into it. The response that I've heard from the article, from residents and from also—
I was just going to ask from your business owners, too.
Well, yeah. from you know, people, because I grew up in the area, and my friends that grew up in the area, I mean, they've all said they don't think that we're onerous or punitive, which is kind of what the article inferred. In fact, the residents say they like the police presence. They want the police to enforce. I'll get people getting stopped in the school zone. Every now and then someone calls me about it. But I will tell you, with the residents and that live in the area of the school and the parents of the kids who attend the school, they expect us to be there enforcing that 20-mile-an-hour speed zone during those hours to keep those kids
yeah.
safe. And early in when I was a mayor, we did have two children that were struck by cars. And so that public safety piece is something we take pretty seriously. You know, I don't know that the two business owners that were identified, I mean, those business owners typically are, I don't know if disgruntled is the right word, but
yeah.
they're typically the first in line to tell the city when we're doing something wrong.
So I gather you're saying you're going to keep on keeping on.
I think we need to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why have the limits?
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen when we're not enforcing limits and then our accident rates creep back up? I will
yeah.
tell you that our current chief has been here a little over 2 years. And his first year that he was there, unbeknownst to me, he had our officers lighten up on the enforcement of speeding.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of that year, when he looked at the numbers, our accident rates had crept
no
back
kidding.
Up.
Direct correlation.
Direct
then.
Correlation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and he shared with me, he said, you know, he wasn't sure. He'd heard some of this urban legend that we were just being onerous in our tickets. And he realized that, no, controlling those speeds really has a direct correlation. And, you know, and I think that's really awesome. And he works with his officers about that. And he sends the message with his officers also that we're about, you know, what we're about is public safety, because we don't want, you know, we don't want to be sort of the nitpicky folks. Now, there's always somebody that's going to come up and tell me that they have an example
yeah.
of a ticket that they got that
sure.
they shouldn't have gotten.
Mission Mayor Laura McConwell is our guest. We're talking about the article in the Star a couple of weeks back about speeding in Mission and how intensely the police there enforce traffic violations. If you want to join our conversation, maybe you've had an experience in Mission, 816-235-2888 is our phone number, our email address, updatedate@kcur.org. You can also tweet us @KCUR Updatedate. You know, I've been shopping for years in Mission. I'm a big fan of Mac Hardware on Johnson Drive. I've never had a speeding ticket, any kind of ticket in Mission, so I feel pretty good about it, actually. So anyway, 816-235-2888 is our phone number here. Let's go to Jesse from Kansas City, Missouri. Good morning. Jesse, you there?
Yeah.
Let's go to, Max from Kansas City, Missouri. Jesse, call back. Max from Kansas City, Missouri, you're on the air.
Hi, and thank you. Could you have the mayor there discuss how much revenue is bought in by this, and then also what the breakdown is as far as these tickets go of how many Mission residents were issued tickets versus people outside Mission?
Yeah, okay. Sounds good, Max. Thank you. How about the revenue and the percentage of Mission residents who are being tagged here, being cited, Laura?
Well, for 2012, the revenue was about $1.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how that's broken down between that. That's just all the revenue that was generated, and that goes into the general fund. I don't know what was percentage of that was like speeding tickets, and what were some of the DUIs, or what were some of the other fines and penalties. Let's see. That was his one question. His other question was the
percentage of Mission
residents. I don't know that either, yeah. but I know on Shawnee Mission Parkway, Metcalf, and I-35, it's a much smaller resident population than it is non-resident population.
Also folks passing through, that kind
of
thing.
That's correct.
So just for the record, is there a quota system in Mission?
There is not.
Yeah, okay. You know, the Star story said this: it's rare for a city to generate more tickets than the number of residents. This is from a National Motorist Association spokesman who said this: the fact that Mission police are generating more tickets than there are people in the town is pretty remarkable. We don't see this very often. It sounds pretty predatory to us. Your reaction to that?
Well, one of the things has to do with the location of Mission in the metropolitan area. I mean, we're not a city of 9,500 people. That's a standalone community. We are a city that's in a metroplex that has two major state highways and a federal interstate highway that go through Mission, and then you have also Johnson Drive and you have Martway. And our daytime population is closer to 50,000 people than it is the 9,500 residents, the people that live there.
Yeah.
Johnson Drive, I don't know with the whole load, but Johnson Drive generates, I don't know, around, someone said 17, 18,000 cars a day, and that's just Johnson Drive. And Shawnee Mission Parkway generates more traffic than that. Metcalf generates more traffic than that. So while we're 9,500, we really are
blossoming
bigger. Well, we're bigger than that based on the people that need to go through the community.
Okay. Let's go to Brad here from Independence. Brad, you're on Up to Date.
Hello. About a year or so back, I drive a service vehicle, and I work a lot on some properties on Fox Ridge. So I coming across I-35 there by Quick Trip, the light's green, I get in the right lane, I make a right turn, I get a quarter mile down the road, the officer pulls me over. Okay, I look out the window, I say, "Yes, sir. What's the problem, officer?" He looks at me, tells me to shut up. He pulls out his ticket book and he gives me a $100 ticket because I failed to use a turn signal at a green light in a right turn only lane, $100. Now, I have to go into Mission to service these properties, but if there's any way I can detour around Mission, I will. And I will guarantee you I won't even buy a cup of coffee in that town ever, because the guy came off like a complete thug, and I thought that was way over the top.
All right, Brad. Mayor, why don't you respond to Brad?
Well, I agree. That's disappointing to hear that our officer did that. I would expect our officers to be courteous to anyone that they encounter, so I apologize for whoever the officer was that did that. And that's just, you know, the ticket that you got was an example of a ticket that, I'm disappointed to hear one of our officers gave. Yes, it is a statutory violation. You're supposed to use your turn signal when you make a turn, regardless of whether it's a protected turn or not. I'm really sorry about that experience. Had I known about it, believe me, we would have talked to the prosecutor about that.
Andrew from Kansas City, Missouri, you're on Up to Date. Good morning.
Good morning. I just have a comment that I think that enforcement is a good thing, because I think if you're driving anywhere in Kansas City or in the U.S. anywhere, if you're doing the speed limit, you're the slowest person on the road. And I think that the problem is in some neighborhoods they set arbitrarily low speed limits just because people don't stick to the ones that are already there. And I think enforcement's a good thing for a safer community.
All right, Andrew. Thank you for the call. You know, Mayor, we're talking about, you know, some businesses being put off by the number of tickets. Your city's about to launch an 18-month project that will involve the digging up of Johnson Drive and the rebuilding of it. Some business owners are pretty nervous about it. How nervous are you about it?
Well, about which part of it?
Well, you're digging up the main business thoroughfare right through your downtown.
Well, we are, and it's been a pretty long and thoughtful process, and we've had, you know, you're from the area, you know, we've so it took a long time for the community to come together on what we wanted Johnson Drive to look like. And we also know that Johnson Drive is essentially a two-lane brick road that got paved over.
Numerous times, I think. Yeah.
They just paved it over. And if you look at the hole that's in there now, it highlights that. You see, you know, some like a couple inches asphalt, you see the bricks, then you see clay.
No kidding.
There was an infrastructure underneath because it was just a two-lane brick road. And And so what we're doing as part of it is we're putting a stormwater system underneath Johnson Drive, and we're doing a lot of community amenities. And part of the reason we were very thoughtful and slow in this process is that I really want to be disruptive one time, because it is a major project. And the other thing that I've committed is that we're going to keep two lanes of traffic open, one going in each direction throughout that project. And I keep telling our contractors they have to help me make good on that promise.
When does it start?
Well, we're starting to do the utility work now, and that's going to go on through the rest of this year. AT&T is who's under Johnson Drive right now at Maple, and then Water One. Those are the two largest type of utility work that's going to go on. And then the work in earnest on the street will start in January. Right now we're just also finishing up on purchasing right-of-way along Johnson Drive, because some of the property owners owned out into the middle of not the yellow line, but the middle of the westbound lanes or the middle of the eastbound lanes.
Wow. You know, I'm getting the distinct impression that, you know, being mayor of a small town in northeast Kansas isn't exactly an easy job. Am I right?
You know, it's a lot of fun. And when people don't think you're moving in the right direction, they share it with you.
Local government's
That's
the
true.
Government closest to the people, right?
That's exactly right. But you also, it's really great, too, because we can... You know, we can see the results of the hard work, and we can work to bring people together. And then with our taxpayers and residents, and I'm a taxpayer and resident as well, you see where we put the money. So it's all good. I mean, if anybody that lives in a fishbowl, people at the local level, we're the ones that are it. We're able to be most responsive. You know, I'm very fortunate and honored to be able to be mayor of the city of Mission. We have fabulous residents. We have great businesses. And we're like a family, and we all try to work together to pull in the same direction. And sometimes when you're in a family, you get irritated with each other, and you fuss at each other, and that's just kind of part of it.
Mayor Laura McConwell is our guest. Is it a full-time job?
It is not.
Yeah. Does it end up being a full-time job?
I spend quite a bit of time being mayor. Yeah, it's not like a 9-to-5 job. And in my day job, I'm an attorney, and I'm in my own practice. And so I have a lot of flexible hours with that, too. And so they just sometimes everything kind of overlaps.
Why did you want to be mayor?
Well, I became mayor, as I put it, the old-fashioned way. And I was council president, and Sylvester Powell died. And the way that our ordinances work, I became mayor.
Yeah.
And after the first 13 months of being mayor, I figured I had that learning curve, and so I ran three more times, and we had started some visioning processes and a lot of redevelopment, because one of the things that we wanted in Mission was not to let development happen to us, to be more thoughtful in a community approach to it, and we also needed to make sure that our infrastructure supports the development we have.
Let's talk about development for a moment. Mission's getting a new Walmart in the months to come, and this is the store that's moving down the road from Roland Park, just at the intersection of Shawnee Mission Parkway and Johnson Drive. How did this come about? Because some wonder if this wasn't job poaching on a smaller scale than the border war engulfing Missouri and Kansas these days. Roland Park obviously very unhappy with all of this.
Sure. Well, Walmart is a tenant of the Gateway development. It's not a Walmart development. It's the Gateway development.
What else is going to be in that development?
There are some of the things I can't tell you, but it's going to have a number of other retailers. It's going to have entertainment. It's going to have 315 apartment units.
It's going to be a big deal.
It's going to be a big deal. And so we're very excited about that. And as you probably remember, back in 2004, Walmart was interested in purchasing that site from the former owner of the Mission Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And the community said no, big time. And the other thing was, is we had gone through our visioning, and we were in the process of making sure all of our zoning and codes matched the vision. And Walmart came in and wanted us to change that. Well, the vision of the community on that site was mixed use. Walmart wanted to put some great big superstore. I used to call it the SS Super Target. And I don't know how big it was, because they never actually filed anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't say, no, you couldn't come. We just said, you got to play by our rules. And this is a big site. We're a small community. And so you need to be part of something else. And so they went away for a very long time. Walmart, at the location in Roland Park, had been interested in updating and remodeling, and their landlord wasn't interested in that. So they've been looking at a number of different sites. They actually contacted the developer on the site to talk with them about being a tenant of this development. And so it was really a private conversation between a private retailer and a private landowner, because the developer owns that land and has owned that land for almost 8 years. And so I didn't find out about it until they were pretty far down the line. And when I found out about it, I said, well, I don't know how the community is going to react and whether you have my blessing or not. And I do know that there are things that the community wants on that site. They want it to be mixed use. They want it to be a nice site. They want to have a whole food kind of grocer, because everybody missed Wild Oats after it closed. And so there are a lot of things people wanted on the site. And I, knowing what had happened with the former Mission Mall, how their hands were tied because of some leases that they'd been involved with, I shared with both Walmart and our developer that if you block these things for the community, you will have a problem.
When does construction begin?
Construction should begin later this summer, fall.
Yeah. Well, Mayor, thanks for coming in. So good to have you here.
Well, thank you.
That's Laura McConwell. She's the mayor of Mission. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Looking for some hot tunes to keep you cool this summer? Tomorrow on the show, we'll look at the best in local music, from jazz to hip-hop and everything in between. Our show is produced by Steven Steichman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, Caitlin Brennan, and Sangeeta Shastri. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.